USA Radio News.
Thinking of traveling? Make sure to grab your mask before heading out. Reporter Lance Pry has more on the CDC's extension of the travel mask mandate.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention will extend its travel mask mandate for 15 more days. Despite protests from nearly one dozen major airlines, in a joint letter they told the Biden administration, it makes no sense that people are still required to wear masks on airplanes. Now is the time for the administration to sunset federal transportation travel restrictions. End quote. The airlines called on Biden to end the mandate, but to no avail. May 3rd is the new end date for masks on public transportation.
New York City authorities arrested 62-year-old Frank James. Police believe he is behind the gun attack on a subway train that wounded 10 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Russia has committed human rights abuses and broken international humanitarian law during its invasion of Ukraine, according to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The report comes one day after President Joe Biden accused Moscow of genocide. Soaring gas prices are forcing some Uber and Lyft drivers off the road. According to a poll from the Rideshare Guy, a blog aimed at helping rideshare drivers earn more money, nearly half of rideshare workers, as well as food deliverers for companies like Grubhub, DoorDash, and Uber Eats, quit or drive less because of the recent spike in gas prices. The 2022 hurricane season will be above normal, according to predictions from tropical weather forecasters at AccuWeather. A veteran meteorologist and hurricane expert predicted there is a higher than normal chance a major hurricane could make landfall in the U.S., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Firefighters are battling a wind-driven blaze that has burned at least 150 homes and other structures in a drought-stricken portion of New Mexico. Winds sparked the blaze on Tuesday and displaced 4,000 residents with early evacuations. Meanwhile, crews in Colorado fought two grass fires that forced temporary evacuations. While Washington continues to ignore the influx of illegal immigrants at the southern border, Texas and Mexico are working together to fix it.
Texas is ending enhanced tractor-trailer inspections at one Mexican border station. Republican Governor Greg Abbott announcing an agreement with Nuevo León Governor Samuel Garcia.
Since Nuevo León has increased its security on its side of the border, the Texas Department of Public Safety can return to its previous practice of random searches of vehicles.
Garcia says law enforcement is planning to continuously patrol its border with Texas to find any drug and human smugglers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Google plans to invest $9.5 billion in U.S. offices and data centers this year. That's up from $7 billion in 2021 as it opens new branches and expands existing facilities. Alphabet Google said Wednesday the investment in more than a dozen states will create at least 12,000 new full-time jobs by the end of the year. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.